You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WBZH Daily News Roundup for the Buzz of the North, 910 AM in Hayward.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Hayward Community Food Shelf is accepting signups for their upcoming Food for Kids summer program. The program is open to children who attend one of the Hayward Public Schools, LCO Schools, Northern Lights Christian Academy, Northern Waters Environmental Charter School, and St. Francis Mission School. The program is being offered at no cost to families and will provide over 20 pounds of food each month to each registered child. The boxes will be available every Monday and the first Saturday of the month starting on June 7th. The County Deer Advisory Committee recently held a meeting in Spooner, highlighting a robust and growing deer population in Washburn County. Members of the committee and the attending residents mostly agreed that controlling the growing deer population and giving hunters more opportunities should be the goal moving forward. The growth also comes as the boundary lines for hunting zones switch from county-based to habitat-based, opening the possibility of including southern Washburn County in a farmland zone with Polk and Burnett counties. The Wisconsin State Senate has approved a number of bills aimed at supporting residents in the Northwest region. The four bills were authored by State Senator Romaine Quinn of Cameron and will now be sent to the State Assembly for further consideration. State Senator Quinn says the bills aim to protect consumers from predatory financial agreements, provide assistance for superior homeowners trying to replace lead service lines, support local counties with forest management by improving the job applicant pool, and improve efficiency in town governments. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents not to release aquarium fish into local waterways. In a social media post on Friday, the agency released a picture of a goldfish that had been caught in the wild. They're reminding residents that introducing aquarium fish to the state's waterways could also introduce new diseases and disrupt the native ecosystem. DNR officials are also reminding residents that if they do catch a fish that doesn't belong in the waterway where it was caught, they should notify the agency with its location. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin and a bipartisan group of lawmakers have introduced new legislation aimed at providing tax relief to victims of crime and disasters. The bill, dubbed the Tax Relief for Victims of Crimes, Scams, and Disasters Act, would reinstate a tax deduction for residents with stolen or destroyed assets. The bill would apply to personal casualty losses from things like storms and fires, as well as theft losses from things like scams or robberies. The legislation will now be introduced by a bipartisan group in the House of Representatives. A recent study on state funding for public universities found that the universities of Wisconsin dropped another spot in 2024, making it one of the least state-funded public university systems in the country. The study ranked the universities of Wisconsin 44th out of all 50 states in public funding, as Governor Tony Evers and system officials seek a significant increase in the next biennial budget for a total of over $850 million. State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has previously said the UW budget request is unlikely to be approved. The National Weather Service Twin Cities office has determined that one of the tornadoes that touched down in western Wisconsin last week was an EF2. According to the organization, the tornado was on the ground for about 4 miles in St. Croix County and saw wind speeds of around 125 miles per hour. It caused significant damage in the area, ripping off roofs and snapping trees as it barreled through. EF2 tornadoes feature wind speeds ranging from 111 miles per hour to 135 miles per hour. Rehabilitation work is underway on a number of Barron County properties in an effort to upgrade 70 housing units across the area. Renovation projects are underway at buildings in Barron and Almena, with more planned for buildings in Turtle Lake, Prairie Farm, Dallas, and Haugen. A lack of housing has routinely been cited as an issue facing the workforce in the area, making it difficult for local organizations to recruit workers from other parts of the state. Barron County allocated $3.5 million of American Rescue Plan Act funding for the projects. Organizations that recruit and train ATV and UTV safety instructors and volunteer trail ambassadors could be eligible for funding from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. The DNR is offering support through a 2-year program and will accept applications until the end of the month. To be eligible for the funding, the organizations must be registered with the Wisconsin Secretary of State's office as a non-stock organization and have an established board of directors with a majority of the members being part of an ATV-UTV club. Officials say Wisconsin collected nearly 57,000 pounds of unwanted prescription medication during Drug Takeback Day this spring, ranking it first in the country. The event takes place twice each year, and since it began in 2010, Wisconsin ranks third in the nation with nearly 1.37 million pounds of unwanted medications collected. Only Texas and California have collected more. In addition to the two Drug Takeback Day events, Wisconsin has over 500 permanent drug disposal boxes available, with locations listed on the DHS website. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
It's the Brewers in Baltimore. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers and Orioles for game two of their three-game series. The crew winning 5-4 last night, thanks to an RBI single from William Contreras, who despite a fractured middle finger on his left hand, had four hits in the game, tying a career high. Pat Murphy.
Hitters don't use their baby fingers that much. They might be on the bat, but these are the two fingers on each hand you hit with. So the pressure of that when you turn the bat over too soon or hit it off the end, the vibration on that is tough.
NBA, Giannis Antetokounmpo scheduled to meet with the Bucks about his future with the team. His older brother, Thanasis, says he's been cleared to play again after suffering that torn Achilles last year. Former Badgers John Tanjay, one of the top five scorers during drills at the NBA Combine in Chicago.
You know, to see myself near the top of that leaderboard was pretty amazing. It was kind of surprising. I thought I didn't shoot it too well just because I want to make every single shot.
That's Wisconsin's John Tanjay. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The early summer box office is not waiting for Tom Cruise and the new Mission Impossible to make some scratch. The final installment, Bloodlines, was well received, and that seemed to translate to box office numbers as the film pulled in $51 million at the gate domestically and topped $100 million worldwide. Despite its big ticket sales, it did cost $50 million to make, which is high for a horror film. Coming in second place was the Marvel film Thunderbolts, which pulled in just over $16 million at the box office in its third weekend. And right behind that was Ryan Coogler, Sinners, which has shown incredible legs, pulling in almost $16 million in its fifth week of release. Coming in fourth place was the Minecraft movie, and The Accountant 2 finished out the top five. And there's a pretty big film that opens in just 3 days, folks. Can you guess what it is? Mission Impossible opens in just 3 days and already has pulled in $12 million prior to its domestic release. Tom Cruise is on a press tour receiving standing ovations, and the latest is in New York, where Cruise addressed the crowd at the premiere. Cruise said it was director Christopher McQuarrie's idea 7 years ago to shoot Dead Reckoning Part 1 and the current Final Reckoning at the same time. He told the crowd it was an honor and a privilege to be part of the franchise. The film had its worldwide premiere at Cannes last week and also received a 5-minute standing ovation. It opens this Friday, May 23rd. More news out of the Cannes Film Festival, where fans of Wes Anderson will be thrilled to learn that he received almost an 8-minute standing ovation after the premiere of his film, The Phoenician Scheme. The film has an impressive ensemble cast, which includes Wisconsinite Willem Dafoe and Benicio del Toro in the lead. It's reviewing well and opens June 6th in the U.S. Foo Fighters fans might already have heard this, but drummer Josh Freese is out. The band informed Freese they were going in a different direction. The website Puberty.com says Freese was hired after the tragic death of Foo Fighters drummer Taylor Hawkins in 2022. Freese toured with the band, but did not stick around long enough to be part of a studio album. The former Guns N' Roses drummer took to social media to tell his fans that the band called him and said they were going in a different direction with no reason given. Probably a tough gig, given that the leader of the band, Dave Grohl, is one of the best in the biz. There's officially a new Milhouse. Pamela Hayden, the original voice of Bart Simpson's nerdy best friend, retired last year after 35 seasons as the voice of Milhouse. According to Entertainment Weekly, the new Milhouse is 90s band Private Life singer Kelly MacLeod. She appeared as the voice of Milhouse for the first time in last Sunday's season finale. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be cloudy and windy with scattered showers likely today, high in the mid to upper 50s with wind out of the east 15 to 25, gusting to 35 or better here today. Tonight, more showers, our low 41. Tomorrow, still breezy, mostly cloudy, scattered showers 57. The sunshine will return on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
That's your WBZH Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at buzzofthenorth.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.